Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications Coaching and Consulting. Well, as you all know, those regular listeners of It's Your Community, we're big proponents on connecting, communicating, and collaborating with the community. And my next guest is somebody who I met through the Livonia Chamber of Commerce in a networking group that we're both involved in. And he did a presentation about his business. And he also talked about how he likes to give back to the community and teaching young people, teenagers in particular, about financial literacy and investments. And to talk with us about that and the work that he does is David Lawrence, Private Wealth Advisor with Executive Wealth Management. David, thank you for joining us here in It's Your Community.
Thanks, Vanessa, for having me on. It's a real pleasure.
So, David, you've been a dedicated professional with a decade of industry experience in wealth management. And we'll get into that, the work that you do. But really what intrigued me is how you connect with the community and your outreach efforts. And you mentioned how you were teaching high school students about financial literacy and investments. So what led you to want to do that?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So I started in this business back in 2013, and I had the pleasure to work with a colleague by the name of Nick Lamaglio, and he was doing something very similar in Chicago at his alma mater, which was an all boys high school in the suburbs of South Chicago, and it was called Advice Beyond the Classroom. I got involved with that program, was able to assist with certain education and fundraising activities that they would do when it came to just educating high school students on markets, what it was to be financially savvy, and what type of skills that they could take to be excellent students when they went off to college. So that really inspired me to bring something similar to Orchard Lake St. Mary's, which is my high school. I graduated from there a long time ago, but back in 2008. But I had a class there my senior year that really got me interested into the markets. And I wanted to hopefully provide the same type of impact for today's students.
What was the reaction to the students when you went there to talk to them about financial literacy and investments?
Well, you know, it was actually very well received. I wasn't sure exactly if I was bringing a message home that was really hitting, because, you know, there's some of these concepts are, you know, more foreign to a high school student. But I was able to receive quite a bit of good feedback after the fact, students either pulling me aside and thanking me for joining the class and sharing some insights about what it's like to be a financial advisor or some basic market information. But really, it was some emails and text messages that were received from people in my network that either had friends or family members that attended one of the classes that really just showed me that, you know, we were making a positive impact for those students. And it was really cool to see.
So what are some of the things that you want young people to know today, David, teenagers in particular, about, you know, starting to think about investments and saving money and their future? Usually a 17, 18 year old or 16 year old is not thinking about retirement, but what do you want them to know?
Yeah, no, one of the lessons that I shared with the students when I visited the class a few weeks back was their biggest asset is time. And the fact that they are receiving an education on financial literacy and markets and even getting introduced to what it takes to invest in today's world, it gives them a head start into their financial future. So really just taking advantage of that gift, which is time, and being able to participate if they have a high school job or a summer job at the local pool or the golf course or the mall or whatever they're doing, they have the ability to contribute to their retirement because they have earned income. So having that knowledge that they're eligible to participate, and, you know, some of them being minors, they have to, you know, use their parents as guidance and also consulting their financial professionals that they have inside their family home. But, you know, this is an opportunity for them to really get a head start and start saving for whether that's college or their financial future, you know, leading into retirement years later.
We're talking with David Lawrence here today on It's Your Community. He joined Executive Wealth Management in 2023, just this past year, as a private wealth advisor. So explain to our listeners, David, what is a private wealth advisor? What do you do for your clients?
Yeah, we're really a financial coach for our clients. We love to be the first person they want to call when something goes well in their lives. And we also want to be there, you know, one of the first people that they think of that they want to consult with if something isn't going so well or they have a big decision to make. So we're really a planning first entity and planning in the sense of we want to understand what folks' goals are, what makes them tick from a financial standpoint, because everyone's story is a bit different. And it's our job to learn that story and then implement some sort of strategy around that so they can have the best opportunity to achieve those goals. You know, a lot of people will think of investments when they think financial advisor, and that's a big part about what we do. But we're really coaches and help guide folks to really achieve goals. And that's really at the core of our business is we're helping navigate people to achieve the goals that they set out, you know, years before.
You know, we are in a challenging year and we know the economy is cyclical, but we have, you know, inflation is high. And then we know homelessness is high today. So there's a lot that's affecting people's living standards. What would you say to people during times like this?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing when we face challenges, whether it's economic challenges or, you know, personal challenges, it's really to stay the course. That's totally played out in today's markets and in this year specifically in 2023. At the beginning of the year, we had a market rally. Things did fairly well after we had a rough 2022, kind of feeling the impacts of inflation. But then we had a pullback, kind of a cooling off period this summer where markets really tested those lows that we saw back the year prior. So we were having a lot of different conversations with clients and prospective clients as to, you know, the market was doing well. They were very excited at the beginning of the year. Then fear came back into the conversation when we took a turn for the downside. But then towards the end of this year, we've seen the rally come back and things kind of subside a bit. And we're back into a period of gains. So the long story here is you really have to stay the course because you can't time these positions when the market's spiking or it's coming down. We want to make sure that we're participating at all times. So we're gaining and at least participating in those long-term gains over years after years.
We're talking with David Lawrence today. David, what are some of the mistakes that some people make when it comes to financial literacy or investments or you know, the work that you do? What are some of the mistakes that you see clients make?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we work with a lot of really intelligent individuals and even the financial professionals that manage money for a living. I think they'll attest to this is that there's a lot of emotion that goes into your money, right? People are very, you know, emotionally driven to the saving patterns or spending patterns or looking at their account if the market is having a tough time and watching it go down or getting maybe a little bit too euphoric if it goes up. And the biggest mistake is people will act on some of that emotion and really make those decisions based off of how they're feeling and not off of concrete data. And we really help families and individuals that we work with combat those emotional biases that are almost impossible to completely avoid, and really guide them on facts and data, and give, you know, clients and prospective clients at least the most information that we could possibly provide them, so that they're making a decision that's based off of data and information and not off of emotion. So the biggest mistake I would say is really people leading with emotion and not off of data, as well as trying to time the markets. Timing markets is always a tough thing. We don't make a habit of that when it comes to our profession as financial advisors. We're more of the longer you participate, the more opportunities we'll have to succeed in the future. So timing the market is one mistake that we see, as well as leading with emotion. I think those are probably the two biggest things that that we see on a day-to-day.
That's a great point, especially in today's climate, David. People are very emotional. They're seeing the economy and, you know, they could panic. So sometimes we make, you know, some of the worst decisions based out of fear.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, that's the true benefit when you have guidance. And it's even for me as a financial professional, I know I probably manage, you know, tens of hundreds of accounts on a day-to-day basis. But when it comes to my own money, it's, you know, you want to make sure that you're doing the right things based off of data. We're all human. So consulting with a professional in the times of really trying to make these critical decisions is really important.
We're talking with David Lawrence, private wealth advisor, executive wealth management. And David, you know, we were talking when we started out this interview about your, you know, community outreach that you do and teaching teenagers from your high school, Orchard Lake St. Mary's, about financial literacy and investment. What other community outreach do you like to do? How else do you like to connect and collaborate with people and give back to the community?
Yeah, you know, it's a big pillar of our business at Executive Wealth to be, you know, very present in our community, because if we're going to be dealing with the financial competence and performance and success of the folks in our community, we need to be present in that community as well. So, you know, we like to get involved in many different community outreach programs throughout the year. This year specifically, as an office, we got involved with packing meals for individuals living in the Turkey and Syria region that were affected by the earthquakes this past spring. We got involved with Habitat of Humanity and sent a group of our colleagues out to help do drywall and painting and door installation for some homes involved in that great program. So those are just a couple examples of what we like to do, but it's really important and a point of emphasis for the folks here at EWM to really be present in the community. I mean, just as an example, Vanessa, you know, being involved in the Livonia Chamber. I mean, we want to make sure that we're, you know, present inside of a community program that is doing so much good for so many local businesses. So even being ambassadors at the Livonia Chamber, being an ambassador at the Northville Chamber of Commerce, which is where my partner Megan is very involved. These are just things that we find tremendously important.
You know, and being a member of the Livonia Chamber, I do vouch that's one of the best chambers around. I was on the board as well. They have wonderful opportunities. And of course, now that they have joined with the Westland Chamber, it's the Livonia Westland Chamber, they've now grown their membership. So it's just a bigger outreach. And can you kind of elaborate, David, on the value of collaborating? We're big proponents on collaboration, and you do such a great job in community outreach. What would you say to listeners about, you know, do you have a networking tip or a collaboration tip, a way to connect with people that you have found fruitful that you could share with our listeners today?
Yeah, it's a great question. I've always enjoyed networking because it was really how I got started and even had my first opportunity, was because someone took time out of their day to get to know me, get to know what I was looking to do in my career. And maybe they saw a little bit of themselves in me and really went out and went above and beyond and helped get me an opportunity to get started in my career. And I really took a ton of value in that. Just kind of all of the folks that were able to help me along the way, I wanted to go ahead and help others achieve what they were looking to do as well. And I think that's really the big center around networking is looking to give before you receive. Because so many people were looking to give to me before they were looking to get anything back in return. And I just saw how that affected not just me, but everyone around me that they were helping out. And I wanted to be involved in that. So looking to be a giver of either information or opportunity, it really is powerful to see the effect that it can have on an individual or a community when you're dealing with a big organization like the Chamber of Commerce in Livonia.
What a great point to make. I love that, David, looking to give before you looking to receive and seeking to understand each other. That reminds me of Stephen Covey's seek to understand before being understood and, you know, learn about each other. As a coach, I communications coach, I always advise people to ask questions about other people so you can learn about them. So great advice. We're talking with David Lawrence here today, financial advisor. You know, David, I started out this interview talking about how you give back to young people by teaching them financial literacy, and it's not too young to invest their money, whether it be their, you know, their weekend job, their summer job. But what about those people who are kind of older, maybe in their 50s or 60s, and they really don't have an investment or a financial retirement plan? Is it ever too late to start that?
That's a good question. I'm sure there's so many people out there that are asking themselves that very question today, either around the dinner table or especially with the holidays coming up. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of financial market talk as people get back together this coming weekend. But the short answer, Vanessa, is it's never too late, and you never want to think that you missed out on an opportunity. I think it's always best to participate and consult professionals on in your life that you know, like, and trust to see what it would take from a first step standpoint to get going. Because with each going day, you may have missed more of an opportunity, et cetera. And you're going to be asking the same question a year from now or 2 years from now, et cetera. So for the folks out there that are looking to get started and maybe feel like they're nearing retirement, it's never too late, and consult a financial professional in your life, like the folks that we have at Executive Wealth Management or any other great financial institution that's out there. There's plenty of professionals that are willing to educate and coach. And I think that's critical. You should look for advice and look for professional coaching and helping you get started, because it can be scary before you make that first step. But once you do, you'll reap the benefits from it.
So David, I know you told the story earlier about, you know, what got you into the business, but what is it that you love about the work that you do today?
Oh, there's so many things that come to mind when we work together as financial professionals. You know, working with people is a tremendous gift to help be their kind of guiding light into their financial components of their lives. You know, we're helping people in times of really tough circumstances, whether it's a death in the family or you know, people are going through some sort of injury or illness, or it could be happy as a wedding or buying a home or all of these big life events. We're able to be involved in them for better or for worse. And that's really special because there's not too many professions out there that get to have their pulse on so many critical moments in an individual or a family's life. And we have the privilege to do that. And so I really enjoy that. every single day is, you know, working with people and hearing their story and trying to find ways that we can help them. And another benefit too is I get to work with my sister, Megan. She's my business partner. And, you know, we've been doing this together now for almost 2 years. And that's been a real joy for me, is the fact that we get to do this as a family, and we get to help other families achieve what they're looking to do.
Yeah, but didn't you tell me that your mom was a financial advisor too?
I did. Yes.
Yeah. So you kind of, it's in the family. Grow up in this. Yeah. That's awesome.
Very much so. Yes. My mother was a financial advisor for her entire career. So that what typically got me introduced to it. So we kind of grew up around the business a little bit, saw how she impacted people. And it really inspired me to kind of explore this profession when I was, you know, going into college. Unfortunately, she passed when I was 17, but I know that we were able to keep her legacy going by doing this together. So it's been really cool.
Well, I'm sure she's very proud of you and your sister. We're talking with David Lawrence today. He's the executive wealth management. He's been with the company since 2023 as a private wealth advisor. David is a dedicated professional with a decade of industry experience. He's driven to discover each client's unique needs and build a tailored plan to help achieve their financial goals. And congratulations to you, David. I know you're newly engaged. So spend Thank time you. With your fiancée, Erica, and you're a proud ambassador of the Livonia Chamber of Commerce, and happy to have you here on It's Your Community. And I was had the honor of seeing a presentation that David gave at a Livonia Chamber of Commerce networking group that I'm involved in. That's how I met David. And we're big proponents, as you all know, of connecting, communicating, and collaborating with the community around you. David, what other philanthropic or community outreach things that you get involved in, or that you'd like to get involved in, I should say? I know you've shared others, but other things that you're passionate about and the work that you do in the community that you serve?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Vanessa. And, you know, I spent a lot of time doing this a handful of years ago, and I'd like to get back into it. And I have some friends that have been doing it and really enjoying it. But coaching middle school and high school sports, high school basketball, and just volunteering their time at the local church at St. Fabian's is where I started. It's where I went to grade school. But coaching middle school basketball was something I really enjoyed. I did it for about 4 or 5 years. And just kind of seeing the impact that it has on the kids, just not even when you're talking about the sport, but just the mentorship and kind of that impact is that you can have on those kids every single day in practice and at games and things like that. So I'd like to get that going again. I haven't been able to do that lately, but it's something I really enjoyed doing. And I'd really, really like to get involved in that again here in the not so distant future.
I love that. And one of the things I noticed that I'm a big proponent in quotable quotes, and I love the one that you have with Kobe Bryant on your page. It's a constant quest to try to be better today than you were yesterday and better tomorrow than you were the day before. Why does that inspire you so much, David, that you would have that quote on there? I love quotes, but
yeah, no, it's Kobe Bryant was a big influence in kind of my early onset of my career. There was a documentary that came out of the Mamba Mentality, and just kind of learning his story that went beyond the basketball court, because I think he was really perceived as a villain to a lot of people when he was playing for the Lakers, and especially us in Detroit, you know, going up against the Lakers in the early 2000s for the NBA title. But, you know, just learning his story about what it took and the sacrifices that he made to be great really inspired me to kind of put those practices as best I could. I'm not going to sit here and say, Vanessa, that I'm any bit close to where Kobe was from a mentality standpoint, but we can always strive to get there. But, you know, he really sacrificed and dedicated himself for the betterment of his teammates, his coaches, the fans that were watching him play. And I think a lot of that mentality can be translated to, you know, how we're involved in the community, how we're serving clients, how we're working with our colleagues to really strive to be better tomorrow than we were today and better today than we were the day before. And, you know, we might not always be successful with it, but it's something we can certainly strive to do. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like to have that on my banner of my bio, because I think it's a good reminder to always strive to improve the next day.
Yeah, I love that. So one last question, David, before I ask you how people can reach you and let you go. But in terms of, we're in the new year, we're in 2024. What advice do you have for goal setting from a financial standpoint for people listening?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's best to always have a plan. We do a lot of financial planning with our clients, and you know, it's always the center of our discussions, and it's always a good place to, if we get off track, we can look at the plan and you know, make sure that we can make tweaks to get back on course. And it's not something that you have to really even have a financial advisor to do. I think it's best to know in life, you know, you got to have a plan and execute on those key initiatives that you set out to do. So if you're a new investor or a longtime investor that maybe wants some guidance as to how to improve themselves, you know, consult a professional, consult a financial advisor, or at the very least, write down some goals as we're turning the calendar year to a new year here in a couple of weeks. Write down 3 goals, write down 5 goals to achieve for the year, and see if you can set yourself out to get them done. And I think it's a great place to start, is really just having a plan and trying to execute on those goals year after year.
Right. David, how can people reach you, those listening today?
Yeah, you can reach me by email, which is dlawrence at ewmadvisors.com. Check us out at ewm.com. You can check out our websites. There's some bios for myself and for Megan on there, and just kind of learn a little bit about our firm. But it's been a really good conversation, Vanessa. I've really enjoyed it. It's my first time doing anything like this. So
you did great. You did
hopefully
great.
I didn't screw it up.
No, you did wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing with us, you know, how you connect and communicate and collaborate with the community around you. We really appreciate your time, David.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Vanessa. I appreciate it.
No problem. Any questions or comments, show topics you want me to get to, you can reach me, Vanessa Denha Garmo, by going to my website, epiphanycommunications.com. Epiphanycommunications.com. You can message me there, or you could follow me on any of my social media platforms, Epiphany Communications on Facebook, Vanessa Denha Garmo on LinkedIn, Instagram, and on X. As always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.